Today I'm gonna get over and start doing some logging. I have a really limited amount of time to use the snow and the ice on the river here. Right now the days are getting longer. Because they're getting longer, they're getting hotter. That means my trails are gonna start deteriorating very quickly. I pretty much have about a 2.5 week window right now. Came into the woodlot this morning to start taking down some big trees, and as I pulled in, I got into some deep snow. I hit a piece of frozen ground that threw the snow machine off to the side, and I kind of didn't roll over.
Oh, well, I'm gonna get the out of here now.
For all my building projects for the upcoming season and all the lumber that I want to make, it's going to be really critical that I get 50 or 60 what I call saw logs, large logs that I can turn into lumber later.
There she goes. Yeah, baby!
There's a satisfaction that I get in providing for myself as much as possible.
There's never any guarantees in life. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, how you live. But the kind of guarantees that I get tend to eat you for breakfast and spit you out for lunch.
Again, I appreciate it. The fuel is going to make all the difference in the world for me being able to keep doing what I do.
Okay, I think we're ready to pump.
Okay, here
Alrighty.
We go. If you don't turn the fuel on, you can do it.
Awesome.
It's your fuel.
All right. Show me where to go and what to pull, and
I had to have fuel flown in, and it finally arrived today. After weeks of calling and waiting for the weather to clear, and conserving all the fuel I had left, living in the dark, and knowing that, you know, the very next thing is your heat's gonna go. It was pretty scary.
You ready?
Ready. 1, 2, 3. It's a huge sense of relief, huge, huge load of stress off my shoulders. You know, it's been a long time waiting. Let's make sure it's going in the bladder. The bladder's starting to fill up a little bit. This fuel's gonna enable me to get the gen going, keep it going. So electricity, fuel for heat, fuel for my equipment, good deal.
13,400 pounds.
2,000 gallons. Well, yeah, you guys saved my little biscuits. You guys always make sure that I
eat little
10 fingers and 10 toes.
So we'll see you on the next trip.
All right, fly safe, guys. has nothing to do with being at the point of consumption. Bobcat needs fuel. I can't get it out of the bladder. I have to put it somewhere else to get it out of that and into something else. I need it for my heat. It has to come from there to there, from there to here, from here, over there, into the tank. Then I get heat. I just got a lot of ice buildup preventing my forks from staying in place, and they won't lock in. So I'm going to try and clear it a little bit, see if I can't reattach it. Get crabby. I mean, my brain is still a little frazzled because it was, you know, it's a lot of stress to be under. I try not to let it actively bother me, but I'm human. It does.
Folks around here have treated me no different than they do a native from a different village. They look at me for what I do and how I contribute, and they always honor a provider.
Does that look good? Here, let me inspect.
Yep.
No more dust?
This hunt is one of the funnest hunts of the year for our family. We've entered into light winter, and basically right now what we need to do is be able to get with the herds as they're gathering. Traditionally, folks around here, these Inupiaq, were semi-nomadic. They would pass the freeze up in the dark winter, and then they would be back out on the land, trapping, hunting, fishing, and gathering.
Me and my wife, we make a conscious decision to go about
hunting
things kind of an old-fashioned way, simply because those older ways worked and worked really well.
We prefer to be out, and we'll throw the tent and the such on the sleds. We'll pack ourselves up, and we'll be gone until we fill our sleds, and then we'll return home. Here we are in Norvik, and basically, this is the route that we've got, and I'll follow. And our first goal is to get to right here, and that's where we'll put up our tent and camp for the night. Once we progress across the peninsula, we would be able to hunt seals. We usually hunt between Deering and the shelter cabin in the area where we like to summer hunt. And, well, out here be monsters. Could take a day, could take a week, but we're going to be there till we're done.
This is a caribou sleeping bag, so we'll be nice and warm. This hunt we wait for, we prepare for. It's the most exciting hunt of the year. It takes, like, a week ahead to prepare.
Get off there!
Do you need a cheater bar?
I need a cheater bar and a cheating wife.
Everything's got to be ready. Unfortunately, these are machines, and we have no control over when they decide to quit, but we keep on them.
Can it screw on?
It will.
Let's just screw it on. And we'll
just be patient, son.
And we have no mechanics around here, so everything we do, we have to do for ourselves. Before we can leave for these kind of hunts, we have to have our machines working and in perfect order. We have to have our camping gear in perfect order. And when this stuff is all ready, then we'll be off for this nice fur hunt.
Okay. Hey. Yep. This one is still good, and this one got to get replaced. Yep. Just want to get this fixed up right away and get on the trail and get on our way to camp. Yeah.
People always kind of laughed at me because I lived out here and thought it was funny, but... You know, what's the norm to one person is very different to the next. I'm a trapper. I'm a subsistence hunter. I'm a fisherman.
And it's how I make my living.
Last time I was up on the trap line, I seen some wolverine sign. I made a few new sets the last time I was up there. I'm excited to get up there and check them and maybe catch a wolverine. They're a mystery to a lot of biologists because they're so hard to photograph. They're so difficult to see. They're a difficult animal to hunt or trap. They're incredibly powerful. They can actually bite the springs of the trap with their jaws and release themselves. They'll eat anything. They can crack the femur of a moose open and get that marrow out. They're an unbelievably tough animal. They're not an easy animal to take down, and they're an animal that is almost never dead in a trap. There's always a mixed emotion when I catch a wolverine. It's an animal that's, it's not seen very often. It's a really special animal. But I got a lot of respect for the animal, and it's kind of sad to me to see it die at the same time. Beautiful wolverine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll work. Nice male wolverine here, gullo. Pretty happy. I'm gonna go home and skin this guy out.
This is the ultimate dream, to live in a little log cabin in the middle of nowhere with the person that you love dearly.
Why don't you give me a hand?
What with?
I want to go over and start getting logs for the greenhouse today.
Oh, okay.
So you could give me a big hand, just clear and brush and throwing stuff out of the way. It's a nice day. Let's go over and spend some time over in the woods.
Okay.
It'd be a nice day. We'll go out and spend some time in the woods together. We don't spend a lot of time doing projects together. I tend to work alone most of the time. But when I need a hand, she's always willing to jump in.
So the plan here, Kate, is I wanna work on this tree here, this dry one here, and then maybe this second dry one right here. Thanks. So, why don't you stand off that way? Actually, go over there. Go. You know how to work that, come along. Remember how to work that? You gotta throw the little lever where the spring is so you can crank it.
I'll try.
Why don't you take up the pressure on that if you can.
I'll give it a go.
Just get it kind of snug so the tree can't go the other way any more than it is. You gotta move the spring, the little black spring.
Yeah, hang on, I'm looking.
Right on the handle, go straight down from your hand 6 inches.
It doesn't do anything.
Okay. See that spring?
Yeah.
See how it's got a lever there? You just push it over.
Oh, okay.
That makes it even crank that way.
Top.
When you want to go the other way, you flip it back over, and then you have to hold that. Just crank it up until it's snug. What Kate lacks in knowledge and ability, she more than makes up in willingness. And if you're willing to get out there and try your best, that's all that matters in my book. There she goes.
Run, Forrest!
Yeah, baby! I'm pretty happy with the way that fell. Hey, babe, this is what I'm gonna use for skidding them out. So you just put that up, run that one through it, right? Pull it up tight, and then we'll get it parallel to this one, and then I'll pull the snow machine up.
So where do you want this to go, that way?
No, just don't do anything right now. You gotta be kidding me. Jesus Christ, man. Frick. Hey, Kate, bring my chainsaw over here, would you? Come here to log. I can't get into these timber because there's so much down trees from the ice that knocked everything over. It's just a pickup sticks and of logs buried and frozen in and the silt. One stump in the whole forest and I got a snag on it. Come here to log. I can't get into these timber because there's so much down trees from the ice that knocked everything over. It's just a pickup sticks and of logs buried and frozen in and the silt. I'm just fighting that. Every time I make a cut around here, I'm fighting that. And sometimes I get pretty frustrated with it. There you go.
Well, he barks. It's all right. I'm used to that.
This sucks. Let's meet me at the bottom of the hill.
No problem.
I have all the respect in the world for these animals. I choose to be out here because they don't have a choice. They got to just keep at this. They got to keep at the survival game. Or they're dead.
Hello. I'm a trapper. I'm a subsistence hunter. I'm a fisherman.
That's how I make my living.
The wolverine, it was a large adult male. It had long hair. It had a good diamond on the back. A gentleman who was a friend of a client of mine, he had heard that I had some high-quality hides, and he wanted to purchase a wolverine hide and skull. I will have the wolverine all prepared and packaged up. Have a great day, sir. A nice male wolverine here. Good one. We earned him. Put on quite a few miles, and finally we got him. He'll be on a stretcher board by bedtime. A lot of the stuff out there hunting and fishing is luck, to be honest. But where the skill comes in is in seizing opportunity. This is the most tedious part of fur handling, is fleshing and turning lips and ears. You need to have absolutely all the membranes off of the inside of the hide here, or it turns in from a very nice and valuable object to an absolutely worthless one. So, pinning this wolverine hide to the stretcher so it won't shrink down on me. The idea is to let air get to everything. Just gotta let it dry, and then we'll turn it fur side out after the skin is dried. Been boiling this wolverine skull for quite a while. It's got muscle and tongue and brains. Boil all that off and clean it up and use this old fork that I never used to eat. Wolverine's an impressive animal. They're pretty tough. Everything about them is tough. Cleaning the skull is even tough. This job is on a scale of 1 to 10 on the fun scale is a 10. As in no fun.
It's a way of life. This isn't just a job or an occupation. Every day I have to do something that benefits my household and my family. I've got to keep them warm. I've got to keep them fed.
I'm making a target for my wife so she can zero in her new scoped rifle. I have an old glove that my wife used for skinning caribou. It's getting recycled too. And when she's real good and ready, she'll pop it.
I'm just gonna go on ahead and load it up. In our culture, it's not unusual for the women to be shooters. This is a 7.62 by 54 rem Mosin Nagant, and it has a PU scope on it, and I bought it for a seal hunting gun. Wow. The first time I shot towards the heavens. Yep, no dents, no scratches, no cracks. Pretty good, I'm happy. Now let's see how it fires. Let's go on ahead and check it out. Hopefully it'll work better because I have the scope on it for the long distance shot.
Since we only have a couple boxes of this kind of ammo, we better be conservative.
Yep. Here goes.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try one more time.
Yeah, I would try again exactly. Exact same hole. Let me show you.
Here, I thought the gun was going to shoot to the right, but I guess when it's angled like that, it actually shoots to the left, huh?
Your very first shot is directly in line, but it was elevated. Your second shot was 2 inches off and 2 inches low.
Should we make one more circle?
Yeah, let's make one more circle and try it again.
We're doing pretty good. I like it. Try one more time at a different circle, and this time I'll try for 3 bullseyes.
You know for a fact, you hit that empty bottle or you hit that balloon, that glove balloon there, you're going to have a seal.
Yeah.
That's the size you want. This is awesome.
Okay.
Oh, dead on. Dead on. Right dead in the middle of the target. That's a 10.
I see it.
Good one. That is sweet. You are a much better shot.
Bullseye.
Bullseye.
I'm pretty happy with this rifle, and hopefully we'll come home with 1 or 2 seals.
The fact that I've got such bad conditions doesn't stop me from doing what I need to do. It's working smart, not working hard. I get frustrated, I'm human. Some days you just got work to do and you can't stop for nobody's business. But for me to be able to do what I do here, I have to stay in a fairly positive frame of mind. Even under negative circumstances. It doesn't matter what the temperature is, what anything else is. You know, you just, whatever the conditions, you gotta get it done.
With the Bobcat up and running, the first thing I'm gonna do is move that 200-gallon tank to the bladder so I can pump fuel into it.
These forks go into those holes so I can lift this up, go out, put fuel in it, come back, fill up this tank, front tank, and have enough fuel so that for the next couple of months when I get the heaviest amount of snow and some really bad blizzard conditions, if I can't get the Bobcat out, I can still carry a pump and make sure I got fuel.
What the f-
never leave these open. That means all the prime I had is now gone. All 92 foot. It's hard not to be very frustrated at this point.
I specifically left all 92 foot of the line primed and shut off. Pump's been run, line's left open.
When I was back in Fairbanks for my ankle surgery, some broke in and stole my fuel.
Dry, dry, dry. There's where our fuel is.
To add insult to injury, those morons left my fuel lines open, and that line may have lost its prime.
And I talk about priming the line. The only way to really describe it is if you go to your faucet in the kitchen, you turn it on, water comes out. That means your line is primed. It is full of the fluid you are asking it to give you. If you pull open the faucet and you get air, you've lost your prime. It is now air instead of the liquid you wanted. So I left my line primed and shut so it would hold it. It'll be bad if I lost my prime and that fuel is not in there. Running. Turtle, is open. Don't make me prime you.
Right now, I'm trying to pump fuel through 92 foot of line. Usually, this 92 foot of line is primed. That means it's full of fuel, so you already have the suction to pump. But the son of a bitches who broke into the camp left my lines open. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Oh, yes. Keep doing it, keep doing it. Wanting to. Come on. See if it'll catch. Come on, you. Yay. But it's going some. Better than it was. It's not great, but it is running. That could have been really ugly. And I'm glad it wasn't. Little priming I can do, that whole line, oh my gosh.
I'm gonna use about 1,000 to 1,100 gallons of fuel out of the bladder today, hopefully, and get it dispersed around camp.
Well, we're getting fuel in the heat tank.
But once I get all my fuel moved around to the right places where it needs to live, then I can get lights back on in the house, electricity. Trying to get as much as I can done before it gets too dark.
We're not living some kind of fairy tale here. We do have our issues at time to time. So some days a diamond, some days a stone.
Watch your legs.
Got it.
Kate and I are going to go on a little getaway to the Teutonic River. It's kind of a surprise birthday for her. This is the pendant I just made for Kate's birthday. It's a piece of argillite set in silver. So these are the finger bones of lynx right here, the long finger bones. And I'll surprise her with that sometime this evening.
Andy and I are getting ready now to just do something for the two of us instead of hard work all the time is what we usually do.
Going running today? You want to go running today? Yeah?
It's kind of fun to just go for an overnight somewhere different. It's our kind of holiday, I guess. We don't get to go very many places together, and this is kind of a nice little way to do it.
Gonna be a swing dog today, Briggy.
Taking two teams out is a little bit more chaos originally when you first get started, but they settle into it pretty quick. And it's a lot more fun for Kate if she can mush her own team instead of riding in the sled. Atta boys.
Wonderful to be getting away for a night, just Andy and I, and life is good. Oh, it's open. It's gorgeous.
It's just beautiful to be able to get away, love it. Forget about work, even if it's for 24 hours. It's good for your soul. It's just good for everybody. Living in the bush sometimes is considered very, very romantic. Just you and the man that you love. But sometimes I tell you, 24/7 with one person can be a test of patience.
Sometimes I get pretty frustrated, pretty uptight, pretty keyed up. When things aren't going well, I'm not a person who holds my emotions inside of me. And sometimes that's really hard for people around me. Kate knows that, too. She knows that sometimes she just has to walk away. I know it's kind of hard on her to have to put up with that.
Here you go, Fogo. Here's a nice big one for you.
Atta boy, good boy.
Here you go, Brigus.
How you doing, bud? You kind of pooped out, too.
Here you go, Carby. Get these guys fed up and go inside and have a hot toddy and celebrate Kate's birthday. Maybe I'll get a candle and get Kate to blow it out, and then I'll sneak a present to her. What do you think of that, T? Should we sneak a present to Kate? I think Kate would like that. What do you think, T? We'll surprise her.
Cheers.
Cheers, my love.
Happy birthday to you. Early.
Well, thank you. What do I get?
You get to give me a back scratch.
Someday.
Come on.
Come on.
Give me a back scratch.
Screw the back scratch. There's something in there. Awesome.
Wait a minute. You can't open that yet.
Okay. Just good wishes.
Yay.
Oh, my God. This is so beautiful. Bone? Here. Is that beer bone?
That's the lynx bones.
I love it.
Yay.
I was a good girl this year.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for putting up with my
I've been doing that for 10 years.
I know.
Alaska's a harsh place. It's the climate's harsh. The culture can be harsh in ways. You like it or you don't. It's the only place that I could live.
Get ready to package up this nice Wolverine here.
This gentleman called, he'd like a Wolverine. So I'm gonna ship that to tannery in Anchorage, Alaska, and then that tannery will tan the hide, and then they will send that to a taxidermist that I've recommended, and then they will ship it to him.
I sell the majority of my hides to my clients and taxidermists, things like that. I do, upon occasion, sell them to fur buyers in Fairbanks. I'm going to take this lynx and a couple of fox into Fairbanks here and see if I can't get a halfway decent price for them. Just rolled into Fairbanks. I'm just headed over here to Bill Wavoda's Arctic Raw Fur Company. I'm going to see if he's interested in buying a couple hides from me. He's known to feed out a couple extra dollars to young trappers to keep them interested and keep them positive and keep them trapping.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Doing good.
Got some critters for sale there?
Oh, just a couple. Just a couple. A couple fox and a lynx.
See, you did it for taxidermy.
I tried to...
all the claws and... Did you turn the ears?
Turned the ears, I turned the lips, and I skinned all the feet and I did that with the foxes and everything I have. I try to get the most I can out of it. Well, if you ever see anything I'm doing wrong, Bill, you tell me, because I want to try to put out the best fur I can. You know, I'm up north of the Arctic Circle there, and...
I would maybe tack these legs out a little bit more to where you don't have skin folding back in like that. You know, tack them out a little bit so they dry better and they're spread out. Yeah, same thing with the fox. I'm glad you left the feet on there. It helps. Easier to sell it. Handling this stuff correctly, you know, you out of respect for the animal. You're killing this animal. Out of respect for the animal, you use it properly. You don't waste it. I mean, you're doing everything right. I think that's very important to, you know, to have that respect for using this resource.
It's always nice to speak with, you know, I hate to call Bill an old-timer, but, you know, an older guy that... that really knows his trade, and Bill sort of teaching me little nuances that otherwise I wouldn't have anybody to teach me.
But just excellent job of handling. Again, you split ears, all the eyelids there. I can go 60 apiece on the fox.
Okay. How about the lynx?
If I was just grading this on the fur quality, I'd probably go around 150, but seeing how you got it mountable and went to all that extra work, I'll go 200 for the cat.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'll take that for sure. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that. I'm really happy. Bill paid me a more than fair price, and he was very complimentary of my fur handling. I take a lot of pride in that. I'm leaving here with money in my pocket and good feelings, and it couldn't have been a better experience.
The truth is, it's a renewable resource. The truth is, we take only what we need. This is part of nature. Everything dies. Everything.
Three weeks here together of parts, effort, money, arranging our house, and preparing for what we like to do at this time of year. We're out for fur. Maybe some fat female caribou. If we're lucky, we'll see seals on the way down to where we're headed. And if we're lucky on the way back, we'll see seals.
Kicked over.
You just need extra room for this one now, and we're almost ready.
Yeah, we need to tie down gas right here.
Real excited. Can barely wait. I can... shouldn't say it, but I can almost taste the blood. We usually leave the kids behind this time of the year because it's usually a rough trip. We go for miles and miles camping out wherever. This can be like a couple days. It could stretch out for a couple weeks.
The materials that we want right now that are good for this time of year are going to make us some money here in 6 or 8 months when the tanning time comes around. We'll have good food to eat till then, and we'll have a lot of adventure to talk about when we're done with it all. This is ready, Agnes. This one's ready. We need to tie down a little bit of gas. The basket sled is ready. Hitching up the rides and leaving. The normal journey is probably about 3 to 4 hours. If we have to take longer because we're zigging, zagging, or going slow for various reasons, it could take all day.
We're just about to set up camp real quickly. We're a bit too tired, so we're just gonna pitch camp and call it a day.
We actually have quite a bit of traveling to do. We got a little bit of some rivers and a little bit of mountains to get through. And we decided that since this is where we are, when the sun's gone down past the horizon, this is the best place to be. So the time to set up is now and be comfortable rather than you know, have a hard time at it. We're putting up our teepee. It's kind of a shelter we could put up anywhere. If we're out fishing, if we're up on the mountains hunting, whatever we're doing. This one here is it's a very good tent to have. Goes up quick, doesn't require stakes. So I'm using my sled for a bed. And I want to slide it in first before I put the skin on.
Oh, gonna be a little lumpy, not too bad. Try to get most of the snow off so it don't turn to wet or freeze this to the sled.
We're just racing daylight here.
Yeah. We use the tarp as an extra layers in case it gets windy, and then we put the canvas over. Then we make something nice and warm to drink and eat a little something and crash out and try again tomorrow.
These are muskox skins. These are what we like to use for bedding, me and my wife here.
And this here is the best sleeping bag ever, made by me.
I'm gonna go shovel snow around the edges to keep the edges down so the wind doesn't lift the tent. And if you wanna fire up a couple candles and pull out some tea, have some tea and go to bed. Yeah, we've been riding, we did the sea, we've done the hills, we've done the rivers, we've ridden just about every terrain possible you could think of, including a lot of rocks. And we're pretty beat, so we're gonna finish up camp here before it gets dark and go to bed.
Are you tired too? I think I'm tired. I'm just gonna turn these off, huh?
Yep.
Civilization down south in the real world is far different than cavexation. You know, off I go. It's always an adventure. The gamble paid off. I risked that 12, 15 gallons of fuel to do the runway, and it did come in. So now I'm finishing up the oil change and gonna go ahead and see about cranking this over.
Man, I've had this old generator off for a few days, so here's hoping it turns back on.
This generator's been running long, 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 long time, and without being rebuilt. So it's always a risk. You know, I've got older stuff here. This is, stuff I always say, if it fit on the Mayflower, it comes out the cabin. I mean, it should go good. But until you hear it purr and see the numbers, I don't know. You know, breakers can go, lines can get condensation split, an animal can chew it, any number of things can go wrong. All right, my oil level looks good. Here we go. The test. Here goes nothing. This is the part that really matters. We'll push it down, see if I can send the power out.
I see a light.
I see more lights. Yee-hoo! Awesome.
Check that out.
Are you happy, little Foxy?
Look at that. Hot damn.
Now we're cooking.
Let's go see what it looks like all lit up.
Look at that.
You got the electric dance. I can throw that down now.
We got lights?
Look at that.
Pretty different.